welcome to our weekly Vinyl Revival. Just sit back and relax for 45 minutes with your presenter, Albert Chan, broadcasting every Sunday night, featuring more forgotten tunes and rarities on Planet 104.6 FM in Auckland, New Zealand. English comedian, actor Arthur Askey, 1900 to 1982, begins his early morning song, Hello to the Sun, with orchestra conducted by D-Roy Somers, recorded in London from October 1941. Arthur's radio comedy shows included his famous The Bee Song, recorded in 1938.
If they do as I do, get up with the sun, I'm up with the lark. As soon as it's day, I tear off the bedclothes and throw them away. Before the day has really begun, I'm ready to say hello to the sun. I stretch out my arms, I try out my legs, I tackle the coffee, the bacon, the eggs. Hello to the sun. It's too good to be true. To do as I feel as I do. I'm up with the lark, I'm happy that way. I'm out and about and happy to say I'm friends with all and jealous of none. Just happy to say hello to the sun. To wink. I tear off my nightie and splash in the sink. The landlady's daughter is out for a run, so I have to say hello to the sun. I speak down the lane, I roll in the hay, I gather me robots and throw them away. I sip the dew, it's excellent fun, while trying to say hello to the sun. So hey-ho, I'm walking on air, with time on my hand, and straw in my hair. I'm up with the lark, I'm out in the blue, I'm not with the wind, I'm down with the blue. My day is done before it's begun.
Hi there, girl. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Well, out of all the boys that I ever knew, I'd like to spend my time with you. You better treating me so wrong. Now I'm gonna tell you just how to treat me right. So take me in your arms and hold me up so tight. Yes, sirree. Well, you're the one for me. Now for the last time, honey, baby.
Brothers with their first RCA Victus release, You, 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 with Hugo Winterholder's orchestra reaching number one on Billboard from June 1953. And first up, I've Told Every Little Star, teen singer Linda Scott with her Congress single, Yes Siree, charting at number 60 on the Billboard Top 100 from February 1962. Twinkle, real name Lynn Ripley, 1948 to 2015, an English singer-songwriter, begins the British pop with her first Decca single, Terry, reaching number four on the UK charts from October 1964, followed by the Stargazers with their novelty song, Who Is It? It's the Milkman, with accompaniment directed by Malcolm Lockyer from July 1957. This is Vinyl Revival.
To be out of my sight, but it's too late to give. was a man who slept so well he never heard a sound. He never got up till 8 o'clock when the milkman came around. For years the milkman called at 8 until one tragic day. He arrived at 7 and knocked on the door and had somebody say, it's the milkman. It's the milkman. It's the milkman. Come on and open the door. It's the milkman.
The milkman didn't know there was a parrot in the hall. He thought the owner had gone deaf and couldn't hear his call.
He knocked a little louder, but the less to no avail.
The louder he knocked, the more the parrot shouted with a wail.
It's the milkman. It's the milkman. It's the milkman. Come on and open the door. It's the milkman. The milkman flew into a rage and kicked upon the door. He lifted up the letterbox and shouted with a roar,
with me bottle of milk if I could get inside.
But he might as well have talked to himself, and the parrot still replied, it's the milkman. It's the milkman. It's the milkman. Come on and open the door. It's the milkman.
The milkman got in such a state, he fainted on the floor. At 8 o'clock, the man came down and opened up the door. He saw the milkman lying there and very nearly died. He lifted up his skimpy head and this is what he cried.
Who is it?
Who is it?
It's a milkman!
Who is it?
Who is it?
It's a milkman.
Who is it?
Who is it?
It's a milkman.
So when you open the door and look on the floor, if he's lying there, don't stand and stare. No need to say, it's the milkman.
Let's have a twin spin from Margaret Whiting, 1924 to 2011, with her version of the Jane Tersey hit, Good Morning, Mr. Echo, from July 1951, followed by Joey with Nelson Riddle and his orchestra 3 years later from July 1954. She was the daughter of popular composer Richard Whiting and first signed to Capitol in 1942 with over 40 charted hits.
Mr. Echo,
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 Echo, Echo,
Echo. Good morning. Mr. Echo,
Echo,
Echo, Echo. How are you today?
Today, today, today.
Good morning,
morning, morning.
Mr. Echo,
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 Echo.
Won't you take my cares away?
Away,
away, whenever I have trouble,
trouble,
trouble. I know just what to do,
to do, to do.
They vanish like a bubble,
bubble, bubble, bubble.
If I just count on you,
on you,
I used to think that someone else could solve my problems too. But now he's gone and I'm alone, so I come back to you,
to you, to you, to you.
So when I'm feeling lonely,
lonely, lonely,
as lonely as can be,
can be,
can be,
can be,
I call on Mr. Echo,
Echo,
Echo, 'cause he always talks to me,
to me, to me, to me.
As long as Mr. Echo,
Echo,
he'll keep on a talking to me,
to me, to me, to me.
He'll keep on a talking to me,
to me, to me, to me.
Mr. Echo,
Echo,
are you listening? Jimmy kissed me in the springtime. Tommy kissed me in the fall. But I remember sweetest love songs. Tommy watched me hopefully, but I remember only Joey. Joey stole my heart from me. Every now and then Joey wandered by. How I wished that he would stay. Then I breathed a sigh.
Les Baxter begins the musical interlude with The Poor People of Paris, reaching number one for six consecutive weeks on Billboard from March 1956, followed by UK instrumental group The Shadows with Peace Pipe, the B-side of their number 10 hit The Savage from November 1961. tune into Vinyl Revival on Planet 104.6 FM in Auckland, New Zealand, broadcasting every Sunday night with more forgotten tunes and rarities, spanning from the 30s to the 60s and elsewhere. You can also download and listen online at planetaudio.org.nz/vinylrevival, all one word. Bonnie Lou, born Mary Jo Cath, 1924 to 2015, begins the country segment with her first King release, Just Out of Reach, the flip side of Seven Lonely Days, recorded in March 1953, followed by the One Today singer Connie Smith with her lesser played RCA Victor single, Only For Me, issued in October 1967.
That just won't let me be. Blues that keep on bothering me. Chains that just won't set me free. Too far away from you and all your charms. Just out of reach of my in dreams.
BBC Dance Orchestra, conducted by Henry Hall, begins our Vintage Track with the Teddy Bears Picnic, vocal by Val Rosing, a song written by John Walter Bratton in 1907 and recorded on September the 28th, 1932. This has become a children's favourite throughout the 40s, 50s and 60s. This is Vinyl Revival.
If you go down in the woods today, you're sure of a big surprise. If you go down in the woods today, you'd better go in disguise. For every bear that ever there was will gather there for certain, because today's the day the teddy bears have their picnic. Teddy bear who's been good is sure of a treat today. There's lots of marvelous things to eat and wonderful games to play. Beneath the trees where nobody sees, they'll hide and seek as long as they please. That's the way the teddy bears have their picnic. Picnic time for teddy bears. The little teddy bears are having a lovely time today. Watch them, catch them unawares, and see them picnic on their holiday. See them gaily gad about. They love to play and shout, they never have any cares. At 6 o'clock their mummies and daddies will take them home to bed, 'cause they're tired little teddy bears. If you go down in the woods today, you'd better not go alone. It's lovely down in the woods today, but safer to stay at home. For every bear that ever there was will gather there for certain, because today's the day the teddy bears have their picnic.
Cork a poppin', pop, pop a doodle doo, bell a ringin', ring.
to the early 1950s, from child singing star actor Jimmy Boyd, 1939 to 2009, with Little Train a-chugging in my heart, with accompaniment by the Norman Luboff Choir from May 1952. Jimmy's only number one hit was a signature tune, I Saw Mummy Kissing Santa Claus, back in February. Let's continue on from Fats Domino with the Dave Bartholomew composition, I Want You to Know, reaching number 32 on Billboard, the flip side of his number 26 hit, The Big Beat, from December 1957. Sadly, songwriter and musician Dave passed away in late June at 100 years, and the hits still just keep on coming. Track, but let's hear it first and the details to follow.
We'll be right back.
we heard from the Velvets, an R&B doo-wop quintet from Odessa, Texas, USA, singing all about Lana with Bob Moore's orchestra, issued in August 1961. The song was written by Roy Orbison and was issued on his Crying album in March 1962 and later a single in May 1966. The LA International Airport singer Susan Ray closes the show with A Song to Sing, which did not make the pop charts but reached number 44 on the country charts from August 1972. Until 7:10 p.m. next Sunday, this has been your host, Albert Chan, signing off. Good night, everyone.
Everyone, you've earned your daily bread. Good night and so to bed.